Valentine's Day is just around the corner. Have you found your love yet? Tyler Cooper turned off the radio and cursed. No, of course he hadn't found his love yet. He didn't want to. Who in their right mind would want to be with someone on Valentine's Day? All that love, warmth, and togetherness crap was nauseating. Plus, as soon as someone had a date for Valentine's Day, suddenly warm and fuzzy images entered their minds and visions of wedding bells and engagement rings filled their dreams. It turned into crack for lovebirds. It was enough to make a grown man want to lock himself away in his apartment for the entire month of February. Though with the way the Coopers were falling around him, he had to be careful. Matt and Justin were already down for the count with their women. He didn't want to be next. No women for him on that special day. No, he would be in hiding. No, staying in, because Coopers didn't hide. Yeah, that sounded like a plan. Yes, because rationalizing it like that made it so much better. The sun beat down on Tyler's face as he got out of his SUV, and he stopped for a minute to let it warm him. Though the coldness of a Montana winter could seem as bitter as any tundra, the ice seemed to melt away with each passing hour. Ugh, even the weather tried to warm up at the thought of Valentine's Day, didn't it? God, he hated this holiday. Too much pink, too many flowers, too much candy, and too many doe-eyed women who thought they'd find the one. Well, it wasn't going to be him. A chilled breeze slid past him, seeping into his bones. Though he'd lived in Holiday his entire life, sometimes he wished he lived in a place with a warmer climate. One where his balls didn't feel as though they were icing over every time he had to go outside. He took a steadying breath, then strolled to the car in front of his SUV. Yeah, never a dull moment in his Montana town. No, Mrs. Ellis, the 88-year-old busybody who had been caught going 60 in a 35. In some states, the woman would already be in jail for that kind of reckless driving. Or at least, she should be. Why was it that in his town the elderly seemed to be the ones who had lead feet, while everywhere else the geriatric set would drive at a snail's pace, just as they did with their walkers? Oh, woe was he. And now he sounded like a damn pansy. He tapped his notebook on her driver's side window and made a motion with his hand so she'd lower it. She should have known the drill by now. After all, this was the third offense in as many months. Now that the old mare was out and his new sister-in-law had settled into the role, traffic violations could actually be dealt with and not thrown under the rug with the enticement of money. This meant that Mrs. Ellis would be losing her license this time. It was about damn time. Not only was the paperwork a bitch, but the old lady could have killed someone. He shuddered to think what could have happened if he hadn't caught her. Again.
Oh, Sheriff Cooper, what brings you out in this frigid day?
She had the audacity to bat her eyelashes at him underneath her blonde, curly-haired wig. Yeah, like she was fooling anyone about her age with that. Tyler took a deep breath and lowered his sunglasses.
License and registration, ma'am.
Oh, dear boy, you don't need those. Why, I helped powder your bottom when you were a baby.
She had done no such thing. She had been too busy sucking up to the old money in town and didn't want to bother with the hard-working Coopers. No matter that the Coopers had more money than most, but that was neither here nor there.